Thank you and good morning. We are cautiously optimistic we may be able to restore one-way traffic by this weekend. That's a quote from a post on the Caltrans District 1 Facebook page yesterday evening regarding the slide that has closed down Highway 101 north of Leggett at Bridges Creek. The roadway was open to controlled traffic Monday evening after contractors had removed some 900 truckloads of slide material from the site. But on Tuesday night at about 9:30, another slide came down across the roadway and shut it down, an event that was filmed by a motorist on scene waiting to cross. The slide remained active yesterday, and on several occasions that meant that work was suspended due to the danger of falling debris. Currently, there are no alternate routes that can be used to go south, and unpaved local roads have been closed to all but local traffic. It's a small detail, but for Californians who love to fish, it's an important detail. A bill authored by State Republican Senator Tom Berryhill would change the time frame for fishing licenses and make them valid for 12 months from the time of purchase. Currently, those fishing licenses are only valid for a calendar year, meaning those who purchase one later in the season aren't getting full value. Recreational fishing in California is a multi-billion dollar business, and it's a key to tourism in this region. Berryhill hopes his measure will lead to an increase in the sale of fishing licenses, which have dropped steadily as prices have risen. It now heads to the Senate for consideration. It's not every day you see the Environmental Protection Information Center, EPIC, throw its full support behind a proposed Caltrans road project, but that's how serious the condition of Highway 101 at the last chance grade is. EPIC is part of the stakeholders group formed by Congressman Jared Huffman, and it issued a statement yesterday on its website that outlines its support for a proposed environmental study at the site. Caltrans has requested funding from the state to perform environmental studies for proposed routes around the danger area, and in an effort to protect old-growth redwoods that would be at risk if the roadway fails, EPIC wants to support plans that would limit any environmental impacts. And speaking of trees, did you know that Humboldt State University is home to the largest tree on any college campus in the world? That fact has been confirmed by HSU forestry professor Steve Sillett, who, along with students, have measured and mapped the major limbs on the 240-foot Sitka spruce. The 130-year-old tree is located near Fern Lake, east of the athletic complex, and close to the disc golf course. Jordan Christmas has law enforcement news.
The Eureka Police Department hosted its annual appreciation dinner at the Elks Lodge Tuesday night as first responders agencies recognized their volunteers. Three volunteers under the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office were recognized at last night's dinner, and officials also acknowledged the respected departments the volunteers work under. The Sheriff's Office recognized Ginger Campbell, who is the coordinator for the Sheriff's Office Neighborhood Watch, Captain Bernie Jorgensen, who has been with the Sheriff's Citizens on Patrol for 16 years, and the captain of the SCOP for the last 7 years, as well as Brian Raskin, who is the commander of the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Posse.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The small cities and towns on the North Coast share many of the same issues: budgets, bad roads, economic development, and job creation concerns. But they are also unique, and no one is in a better position to make a comparison than new Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley. Following 12 years as a council member in Arcata, Wheatley is now learning the ropes in the friendly city, and outside of More Sun, he sees many similarities in the way the small community works together. Wheatley said on Talk Shop that it was the attitude and dedication of the council and staff that helped him make the decision to pursue the job.
Local government is really where it happens. You know, you can make a difference on a daily basis. You're not stuck in the federal or state bureaucracy. And I was attracted to this opportunity because I'd worked with the council down there. That council is very committed to that community, and they want the best for that community. The staff that works down there is absolutely the same.
While the two small cities may be alike in many ways, they also have their own character. And now Wheatley is in the learning stage in Fortuna.
The Chamber of Commerce has a weekly lunch event down there, which is like a one-stop shop to kind of get the pulse on a lot of things going on within the community. A lot of the the leadership within the community attends that, and so you get instant and constant feedback on things that are going on, and that's very helpful.
You can listen to Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.